Shasha, is the rabbi here?
Morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God. How are you?
I am good. Sitting here in that hot studio.
Look at you. The sacrifice, the self-sacrifice that you're doing to be able to bring Jewish music to Windsor and the parishes to Windsor is... I give you a lot of credit.
I think it's a great joy, and I do it with love. I don't suffer, I just complain.
So it will remind you a little bit of the summers in Israel that you're not there now for, so you sweat a little bit.
Yeah, and the Lag BaOmer that was yesterday.
That's right. So Lag BaOmer started last night.
Yeah.
And I was watching a little bit last night, you know, in Miron, up north.
Yeah,
where
right.
the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the person who the anniversary of whose passing is on this day, is buried there. So hundreds of thousands of Jews from all over Israel, no matter what, who you are or what you are, thousands and thousands of buses streaming up to there, and bleachers and bonfires and food and music. I was watching a little bit last night. It's like, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
However,
maybe next year.
You never know. It's an experience you have to do once, I'm guessing. Maybe every year once you do it, but you need to do it once.
Yeah.
Now, what is Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day of the Omer count. Now, this year, obviously, is today, May 3rd. And it's a festive day. It is celebrated with outings on which the children... and arrows they're going with. Traditionally, play with bows and arrows. We'll discuss that in a second. Why? Bonfires, parades, and other joyous events. So today, kids that are going to school are not going to really go to school. They're going to have a fun day in school. Many visit the resting place in Meron in northern Israel, as I was just saying, because it is the mystic, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the great sage. It's his anniversary. So really, what does it mean? Lag BaOmer is always on the 18th day of the month of the year, no matter what it is. And what does Lag BaOmer really mean? What is the name? So the word Lag is made of Hebrew letters Lamed and Gimel. 33. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, sorry, I couldn't say that in here.
Correct. 33. They call it Gematria, right?
Correct, Gematria. Right.
Gematria.
So, like, Aleph is 1 and so on and so forth. So, Lamed, which is 30, and Gimel, which is 3, which that together has the numerical value of 33. BaOmer means of the Omer. The Omer is the counting period that begins on the second day of Passover and culminates when we're going to have the holiday of Shavuot, which is 49 days later. Hence, the name Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day of the Omer. But why are we celebrating it? What's the reason we celebrate it? And it's the explanation is, which is fascinating and interesting in itself. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who lived in the second century of the Common Era, was the first to publicly teach the mystical, the inner dimension of the Torah known as the Kabbalah. And he is the author of the classic text of the Kabbalah, the Zohar, which everyone learns today. People think, oh, this one, that one, Madonna instituted Kabbalah.
Yeah.
I have a little secret. It wasn't none of these people.
You need to know the Ten Commands before you go to Kabbalah.
That is correct. You need to have the grounding, the foundation before. However, the person that... publicly taught it first, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And on the day of his passing, Rabbi Shimon instructed his disciples to mark this day as the day of my joy. Not the day of my passing and you should cry. You should be happy. It should be a day of joy. And the Hasidic masters explain that the final day of a righteous person's earthly life marks the point at which all their deeds, teachings and works achieve their culminating perfection and the impact that it had on our lives. So each Lag BaOmer, we celebrate Rabbi Shimon's life and the revelation of the esoteric part of the Torah. Now, another thing which people might know, a little more commonly known, that Lag BaOmer also commemorates another joyous event. You know, the Talmud relates that in the weeks between the Jewish holidays of Passover and Shavuot, a plague raged among the disciples of the great sage Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
Who was Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was the teacher of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And what was this plague? Because they did not act respectfully towards each other, God punished them and they died. 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away. Now, these weeks are therefore observed as a period of mourning. The various joyous activities which we do on Lag BaOmer, which really talk about the idea of his life and so on and so forth. Now, since this day of joy of the passing of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there, if you go up to Miron, which is in northern Israel, as we talked about, the bonfires, the unity of Jewish people, regardless whether they're coming from the most, I hate putting names, but just for the idea, from the most secular to the most Orthodox Haredi, it doesn't make a difference who you are.
Yeah.
Everyone is dancing, everyone is singing, everyone is celebrating, everyone is eating all together. And one of the customs that there is, that people have during they going out into the field and so on and so forth, it's customary to play with bows and arrows. And the reason why we play with bows and arrows is because what happens with a bow and an arrow? You need to pull it back in order for it to go forward.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon, the great sage, brought out the inner part of the Torah, the mystic dimension, the Kabbalah part of the Torah. And what did he do? He set it forth. He brought it out. He brought it to the world in the masses that people would be able to use and be able to have. And we go out into the field. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon was hiding. The Romans wanted to capture him because they claimed that he was speaking bad against him, so on and so forth. So he went to go and hide in a cave. And he went to go and hide in a cave with his son. And they were there for 12 years. And obviously, in a cave, what are they going to eat? What are they going to drink? God performed two miracles. Miracle number one, a boxer tree, a carob tree, grew there. And therefore, with him eating that, he was able to sustain himself. And that's why people today will eat boxer and carob in regards to that memory of that.
Right.
As well as God made a spring of water where they would go down that he can drink water. After the 12th year, he came out and said, okay, it must be quiet. There's nothing going on. And let me now go and speak to the world. Let me go and do what I need to do in the world. And he went out, and when he came out, he said, I'm not ready for this. The world is not ready yet for it. And he went back for another year. And after the 13th year, he came out. So he realized that bringing out the esoteric, the hidden part of the Torah, is probably one of the most important things that he could do. And so we light bonfires. Why a bonfire? Bonfire is all about to do with fire, with flames. This brings out the mystical teachings of the Torah, brings out the inner light, the inner flame of the Torah that we have today. So it's a very, very important holiday. You know, people, we don't listen to music the first 33 days of the Omer, being that we're in a mourning stage. On Lag BaOmer, we're allowed to listen to music. On Lag BaOmer, we're allowed to have weddings that we're not allowed to have in the previous 33 days. On Lag BaOmer, we're allowed to have a haircutting ceremony for a child that turns 3 that is not able to do that beforehand in those 33 days, and that's why many, many kids go to Meron.
To their first haircut.
For their first haircut. So there are many, many interesting parts that go with this Lag BaOmer. So if you get a chance, go outside. Well, I know the weather isn't that great today, but in the afternoon should be a little bit of sunshine. Go outside, have a little bit of fun with your kids, make a barbecue, why not? Give your wife a little break from cooking. Go and play some bow and arrow, play some games with your children. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the mystical inner part of the of the holy day of Lag BaOmer.
Yep.
Now, next week we are going to be having a very, very beautiful Friday night Shabbat event. We have a IDF lone soldier, combat veteran, Leibel Mengel, is going to come and speak. We're having an Israeli-themed Shabbat dinner. And it's going to be an evening of Jewish pride, strength, and perseverance. He was a machine gunner in the Kfir Brigade. We'll hear all about that. Where he took part in very numerous high-profile anti-terror operations. I know, for example, Operation Edge, and so on and so forth. And after his military discharge, he continued his service by fighting for Israel in both the mainstream and social media. He also is a Krav Maga instructor. He has a Krav Maga studio in Cincinnati. He's got about 40,000 followers that follow him on Facebook. So it's going to be, and his grandfather, which actually started his whole journey, was one of the younger children survivors from Auschwitz. But he was just this past month, he was on the March of the Living with his grandfather, and his grandfather recounted to everyone that was there the journey that he had and his whole troubled life and, you know, all that. So it's going to be a fascinating Friday night dinner plus him as the speaker. So it's next Friday night. If you have an RSVPs are coming in. If you have an RSVP, please let us know. You can call Chabad at 519-256-2572. You can go on the website, WindsorChabad.com. You can RSVP. You can email me, WindsorRabbi@gmail.com. However, call me, whatever it is, just make sure to come and show, obviously, support to a program that I think, you know, Yom HaShoah just happened, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaSmut. This is all culminating now with a beautiful event of bringing in a lone IDF soldier. What makes an individual that grows up in Cincinnati, that has an amazing life, comfortable life, what makes him decide to go and fight for Israel into another country that he is going to be, not have any friends and so on and so forth? He talks about that whole story. So it's fascinating, and I hope everyone's going to join.
That's great. Sounds good.
Yeah. So I look forward. We're going to talk next week. We'll remind everyone, well, next week will be a little bit too late to RSVP, so everyone better get it in this week coming up.
That's it. Robert, right, what about services?
Yes, sorry. Service is Friday evening, 7 o'clock. Shabbat morning is 9:30. Sunday morning is 8:30, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday is 7:15. So it's a great way to start the week. And you're out of there by 8 o'clock and you go straight to the office or straight to the wherever you're going.
That's the gym,
whatever, to start work.
That sounds good. So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, you too.
And God willing, we'll talk next week.
We will do that.
Thank you again.
Be well. Okay. Bye.